Hey listeners, it's Nick from Kevlar Joe's Coffee Company. I want to invite you to try something new. Here at Kevlar Joe's Coffee Company, we have a bold and slow-roasted coffee that is 100% organic and ethically sourced. There are no pesticides or fungicides from the plantations we import our coffee from, and it's all single-sourced too. We have light, medium, and dark roast. Even decaf coffee as well to satisfy whatever kind of coffee you drink. We also have a variety of flavored coffees for you to try, including our hazelnut and apple pie flavored coffees, which are both big sellers. You can order our coffee at www.kevlarjoes.com. You can also follow us at Facebook, Instagram, or X for Kevlar Joe news, deals, and your daily dose of coffee-related memes, so make sure to like and follow our pages. And I'll leave you with this, listener. The world isn't a safe place right now, and it seems like it's always teetering on the edge. But don't forget, like it says in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Let your light shine before all men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So be bold, be humble, and be Kevlar.
My name is Elliot Margioli.
This is Dr. Aaron Judkins.
This is Trey Smith.
This is Ryan Peterson.
This is Dr. Judd Burton.
This is Timothy Albrino.
This is Derek Gilbert, and you're listening to The Dig Bible Podcast.
Glad you made it. Come along for the ride as we search for hidden truth, explore historical context, and dig into God's Word to help us understand the past, present, and future of this supernatural world. This is Steve, along with Justin and Ben, and you are listening to the Dig Bible Podcast.
Well, what is going on, all my local guys and gals and long-distance pals?
Good night.
We're back.
We're back. We're coming to you currently live from the Hear the Watchman Conference, prophetically signed.
In Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
Grapevine, to be specific.
That's right. Grapevine. Yeah. Almost Fort Worth, right? Almost.
And for those that got to hear us talk with Derek and Sharon, that we're with our peers now, more age appropriate
right.
people, so we're a little bit more steely.
Oh, no, I'm so much older than you all. True. You have no idea.
I think Shell is closer to Derek and Sharon.
100%. Yep. Totally am.
Age-wise, anyway.
Well, guys, go ahead and introduce yourselves. Let everybody know who you is and what it is you do.
This is Shelly Alamon from the Christian Theological Dark Web.
That's right. My name is Ricky, and I am also the co-host. We're both hosts on the Christian Theological Dark Web. I guess kind of give you guys a little bit of background about who we are, what we do, and all that stuff. The way we got started really was coming out of jab season. Mm-hmm. Just we kind of had a tight-knit group of friends, and really we're encouraging one another and, you know, blessing one another. And Shelly sent me a video by a Kiwi, a guy from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all about the human genome, and it was all about DNA and all that stuff. And that I think probably tipped me off the edge, man. I mean, I've always been a weird guy, but like I didn't really have a lot of the information. And when you get the information, you know, it takes you down the rabbit hole, and you can't stop digging after that. So.
Right.
No pun intended, guys. No pun intended.
I love it.
We can totally dig it.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can. So, yeah, that's us, man.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, what you guys dive into. What kind of material, you know?
Oh, man. You know what? It's kind of hard to pin it down.
Yeah,
you think
I know.
You
I'm
know?
Sorry. With a name like The Dark Web.
The Dark Web. I know.
Theological.
Like,
Dark
what
Web.
Bad things are you talking about? And I mean, there's plenty of bad things to talk about. We live in such a corrupted world.
Yeah.
That's what we talk about the most is the corruptors in our world.
And I think it's probably fair to give some context around the expression dark web, right? The reason where that came from was a spinoff of the intellectual dark web. That's the reason we decided to name the podcast that. But it was like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense, right? Because we were trying to approach the word from as far as we can, you know, an academic and intellectual perspective, along with accompanying the spirituality that comes right along with that. You know, I mean, that's really the way that God designed the word to be studied. If you want to study it, is to dig in, find all the intellectual curiosities, like Heiser says, we all love the quote, right? If it's weird and it's in the Bible, it's probably important. So we really take that to heart, man. We talk about, I mean, geez, what don't we talk about, Shell? We talk about the Watchers. We talk about the Sons of God, just keeping it, you know, on the basic level.
Well, the fact that, as Derek is so fond of reminding us all the time, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood,
right,
but against principalities, powers, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And in Ephesians 3, the word tells us that, or Paul exhorts us, that the church, the mystery of the church, is for us to show the manifold wisdom of God to demons, mm-hmm, to the prince of the power of the air. And I don't even know how that was overlooked for 40 years of my walk with Christ. 40 years, I know. I'm older, more than you guys have been alive.
I'm almost there.
I did not know that is the purpose.
You're young at heart, Shelley.
Huh?
You're young at heart.
So that's right. Let me tell you, I am young at heart. But I turn 54 mañana.
Yeah, woo! So this was like, this is cool for us because we got a chance to come out here, just kind of mentioning this, you know, we'll get into it in a little bit about the whole Watchman conference, but we've never been to anything like this. We got sponsored to come here. We have a friend of ours that really supports our podcast.
Sweet.
Because we don't, you know, for us, man, it's not just a podcast. Like, we really try to treat this as a ministry.
Absolutely.
And we the more people we've been engaging with online, the more we realize, like, oh man, we're like an actual fixture in these people's lives, and like, they trust us with what we're saying. And so, you know, when the word tells us that we will give an account for every word we speak, like, I really start to take that way more heavily. Like, I'm like, oh man, okay, I really got to watch what I say. If I believe something, I want to make sure I explain why I believe it. And if I don't, I want to explain why I don't believe it, you know? But yeah, I mean, that's kind of, yeah, I don't know if we covered all
which
stuff,
which I remember just, you know, being on my phone and Facebook scrolling,
mm-hmm,
and I switched over to one of the podcast profiles, and I seen that I had a message from you guys.
Yeah.
And I checked it, you know, and I just clicked on your profile, and I seen like you just had like 100,000 followers.
It's crazy stuff.
Well, and I was like, okay,
many,
man, this is a pretty big deal group here, you know. And then he's asking me like advice on podcasting, and I remember I made the joke. I said, "Well, brother, you got 100,000 followers. I barely got 1,000. I think I should be asking you for advice."
Well, no, man,
that was God.
That was divinely ordained.
It was so bizarre. Like, I don't know how many times have I said God is so weird.
Yeah, he is
so weird.
You know,
he does the weirdest stuff.
I feel like compared to like everybody sitting in this room, and I'm just being fully transparent, like, I am probably the most, and I mean this in the most honest and intellectually honest way as well, probably the most ignorant here. And I mean that, like, I'm not throwing a pity party or anything like that. I mean, it's just, I mean that in the sense of what ignorant means. Like, there's a lot of knowledge that I lack in this field, in all these fields. And I'm getting to a point here, which is that the Lord really, when he wants to use something, he's going to use it. I am not capable with the computer. I've learned everything that you guys see on our podcast. I've figured it out. Like, no one showed me how to do it. I had to figure it out. Everything as far as promoting our page, promoting our podcast, like, I just learned how to do it on the fly and, you know, pick up. I mean, that's why I'll ask you, hey, what do you do with this, man? I'll give you guys that story. The reason we have like almost 23,000 followers on Facebook is because I made three little blurb reels when we were talking about megaliths, and we happened to, you know, we went through Antarctica, and God, it was weird, man. God did this thing where I posted the first one on a Friday afternoon, and I was like, just whatever. Because you know how it is, when you're starting out, you're like, oh, nobody's going to pay attention to it. No one even cares. And so I posted it, and by Monday morning, I had come back from a gig. I'm an interpreter, so I do contract work all over the place. And I came back from this gig, and I opened my phone, and we have 1,000 followers.
Like from?
And I'm talking, we had 100 the day before. So that's like crazy. I was like, okay, that's a big deal. That's 100% increase. By the end of a month and a half, I had posted the three set reel. We had gone from that to like 21,000 followers in a month and a half. it was madness, man. It was absolute madness. And so when I say that if God wants to do something, he's going to do it, because it went viral on its own. I didn't do anything.
Right.
So ignorance, when you say ignorance, I think you have to look at it in this way, is God uses us in ways. If we already are dead set in our mind, or we think we know this, or we think we know that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Good point.
Right. Ignorance is in that way that God uses us is he, I look at more as moldability, right? He's taking you. He said, okay, you don't know this stuff. you don't know what, you know, what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
And you could think of, you know, anybody out there that's listening that could be like, well, I don't, you know, theologically, you know, I don't understand, or, you know, ideologically, I don't understand. Guess what?
Sure.
That means you're moldable. You're ready. For that next step, but you have to dive in. I mean, dig in.
Right.
But you have to get in. After it. And you know what? There's in this space that we have, you know, there's in this room, there's three different podcasts right now.
Right, right.
Actually,
there's four different podcasts. One is not even audible, but he's here.
but we have three different, you know, the right here that all have a purpose. God has used us. He's put us in a position that we didn't. We never anticipated doing this.
Agreed, man. And you know, that's
100% right.
That's really something that Shell has. I mean, we both have agreed on it, but she was really the first to mention it to me, and I'm like, "That's so awesome!" And I agree with it. Is that this is a new digital model for church, man? We are trying to be Bereans in a digital age, with increasing technologies that we rarely can keep up with, you know. But the Spirit provides the necessary information, the crux of the information, and the time that it has to come, right? So we really want to foster that community, and that's something we believe in super big. We're kind of,
that is what we love about here.
This is it,
like you said, this is our people.
Yeah.
You know, this we're with our people, and it's crazy to me, because you know, we're a body fitly joined, right? We're a body fitly joined together. And so we think about that in your church setting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I think of it in mine. But now I'm also a cell in another part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And that is so cool, where he is truly the head. There is not a pastor. There is not somebody with an agenda saying, these are the things I want you to learn. God puts us in here, and we learn so organically.
Yeah.
It's such an organic movement, at least right now, and it's such a blessing. But what I have found, and man, you can take this to the bank. You can challenge me on it any day of any week that you want to. But if God tells you do something and you do it, even woefully unprepared, woefully inadequate, he blesses
it. He does.
And it's insane. It's like, okay, do this thing. And you're like, oh, okay, God. And you do like 1% of this itty bitty little thing. And God's like, boom, here's your other 99%. I've got you.
Yeah.
Now watch what I do with this. And that's what's so fantastic. Yeah, we study to show ourselves approved workmen who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. 1,000%. That is the air I breathe. That is my sustenance. I'm going to go to God's word, and I'm going to be very careful. And sometimes, dude, I'm going to be wrong. I'm a human, you know? And maybe I misunderstand something. It's really, really cool when God tells me, oh honey, you know what, you got this wrong. Let me show you what I was really meaning. Or you know, those things that he does where you're like, you get one tiny little bit of it, and he has like layer and layer and layer and layer. It's like that, you know, the 7-layer bean dip. And you just get a little bit of the sour cream off the top, and you're like, this is so good. And then you take your chip and you scoop it on down, and you get a bit of the goop of everything. And you're like, what is this magic?
Unironically, it's funny that you led with sour cream, because the Bible talks about milk and meat. I think that's really interesting, man. But yeah, I'm right there with Shell, man. You mentioned a great thing, and she kind of echoes this, is that if you're obedient and you're willing to be wrong, like that's the moldability that God looks for, right? I mean, That's where David was always seated rightly, and that's why he was called, you know, a man after God's own heart. He was willing to be wrong. So,
and that's basically with us too. Was, you know, this, I don't know if you know or not, but it's like this started as a Bible study.
Yeah.
You know, I invited 15, 20 guys. Four dudes showed up. Three meetings later, this guy's like, "We should do a podcast." I'm like, "No." I mean, I just started listening to the Naked Bible podcast.
Mm.
And I'm like, I know what a podcast is, but no, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
And he kept on and on, and we ended up doing it. And here we are. And I'm telling you, I never touched a piece of audio. I never touched a video editor, even a photo edit in my life. But like you said, it's just felt pulled to do it.
Yeah.
Did, and then started learning this stuff as I went. And,
yeah.
And I'm still even, I messaged you like a week ago with that little image thing.
How'd you do that thing, man?
How you make those images, man? Yeah. Tell me, teach me, show me.
Hey, man, that's what we're here for, brother. Like, and I have to remember that because I feel in such like a lot of times I'm like, man, I really don't know what to do about this. I feel kind of, I'm really ignorant on this subject and stuff. The Lord really deals with my heart a lot. Like, hey, bro, if you bless others, I'm going to bless you. You know, don't get in the limelight. That's not for you. The limelight is not for you. The limelight is for me. Mm-hmm. And if you try and step in it, you're going to step in poo, and it ain't going to be pretty. And it ain't going to smell pretty either, you know? And so anytime that, even if it goes against my own human nature that someone asks, hey, will you help me with this? I'm like, absolutely. Because it kills my flesh. And that's where we should be.
Did you not want to help me? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's exactly what I was trying to say. No, it's just, it's intimidating, man. Cause I'm always around these people that I'm like, my God, these people know so much freaking stuff. I'm like, geez, like sure, I'll help. I don't know what else I can do, you know, kind of idea. But God's good, man. God's good.
Although I'll say we kind of stepped in it a little bit a few weeks ago. Oh, what did we get ourselves into?
Are you talking about the event coming up?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
So it's crazy out of the woodwork this year since, I don't know,
well,
November.
Well, let's give some background, right?
Okay.
Because when we started, because I was watching you guys, and I knew you guys have been basically between all these podcasts, you guys have been about a year ahead of us. Because you guys started 22. And we literally started day one of January of 2023. That was our very first podcast we recorded. And I think we had to re-record it, actually. And I really felt strongly from the Lord, like, hey, don't go seeking interviews. Don't go looking for stuff. Like, just sit. And I kept watching other podcasters. And I was like, dude, look at all these people. They know all this stuff. But I really felt like the Lord was like, you need to figure out what you're doing. And then, you know, you can think about interviews. And then what happened?
Everybody started coming to us. Hey, you want to do a crossover? Will you come on our podcast?
Yeah.
And I go on your podcast. And we were just like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. What do you want to talk about? What do you want us to talk about? Everybody wants us to talk about the Nephilim. Cool beans, whatever. Got it. You know? But
out of the woodwork, I mean, literally, like, people started just randomly finding us. Hey, can I come on? Hey, what do you guys talk about? Sure, come on over, you know, like literally like that.
And, you know, our tagline, especially at the beginning, was we want to talk about the stuff that your pastor won't talk about with you, you know, for whatever reason, because seminary didn't prepare him, because it's weird. It doesn't hit the bell curve well, whatever, you know. And so we were like, and I'm going somewhere with that, so don't let me gloss over the bell curve.
As we're here in the heart of Bible Belt, right? Like, literally.
Right. So we get this guy who has been interacting on our page and follows us, Alan, and he goes, hey, will you guys come and speak at the East Texas Paracon? And we're like, yeah, sure. He's like, I want somebody with a biblical perspective. And it's like, cool, you know, he's been interacting with us. I feel comfortable. And then I click on the link, and it's very new age occult people. Like, there will be tarot card readings, you can get your palm read, your aura read, whatever. And I was like, I instantly knew God wanted us to do it.
Yeah.
Like, we knew God said yes, but then, you know, so we said yes, and then we looked at this, and it was like, what did I just say yes to? I'm going to Nineveh. To Nineveh. Yeah, like, for real, right?
Yep.
And so that's a Tuesday, right? It's a Tuesday, and I have Bible study Wednesday. And so I go to Bible study.
Yeah, this gets crazier.
But wait, there's more.
There is more. And so my pastor, you know, 80% bell curve, Sunday morning, frustration, because I want to talk about deep things.
Yeah.
And that's not what you do when you're the pastor. He's like, hey, Shel, do you have a testimony? And I was like, yeah, I actually do. You could see it on me. I was excited. I was bouncy. Trepidatious, absolutely. But also very excited that God had put this in our lap, even though I don't know what to do with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I tell him, hey, we were invited to speak as Christians at this Paracon. And so Benny, my pastor, is like, hold on. Tell everybody what it is you do, what you and Ricky talk about on your podcast. Give people some background. And so, you know, I tell them, okay, this is what we talk about and da, da, da. And Benny goes, man, I'm so jealous. I want to go. And I was like, well, great, because I want you to go.
Yeah.
I felt like the kid who wanted to go on this thing but still needed the adult supervision too, you know? And he was like, really? And I was like, yes. And so after church, we talked about it. And he cleared out his calendar for this weekend. And he is going with it.
Yeah.
And it brought me so much peace. Now, I hadn't told Ricky that I just invited my pastor to go along with us, you know. And so I'm like Marco Poloing him, driving home from church. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry I didn't talk about this with you first. I really should have. I'm so sorry. But Benny is going to go with us. And Ricky was like, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
That's the confirmation I needed.
Yep. And to put it that, I mean, you know, to put a bow on it as well, right? Like, I mentioned it to my pastor and I was like, hey, man, I think it was that Sunday after church. I was like, hey, and by the way, we're not even from the same city. Like, we're not even close. Like, Shelly lives like 10 hours away from me.
Oh, yeah. I live in El Paso.
Whole thing is like, it's been like divinely orchestrated. Like, this is the first time we've seen each other since we started podcasting.
True.
In person.
This weekend.
So we're meeting you guys, and we're like meeting up after what, like 15 years we haven't seen each other in person?
A lot. Well, maybe not quite that
almost.
Long.
Almost. But it's been a long time. 8 or 9
since Kelsey graduated.
Just about, at least just about 10 years. And so, you know, it was crazy. I told my pastor, I'm like, hey, you know, we're doing this thing. He already kind of has an idea of what I do. He watches our reels and stuff. I go, we're going to this Paracon, and, you know, I'd just like to ask you to pray for us. And he goes, really? I go, yeah. And my pastor's not one to shy away from these topics, like, you know, on a legit, like, interpersonal level. Like, we've talked about this stuff, so it's not, you know, it's not, like, weird to him. And he's, like, very comfortable talking about it. And he goes, wow, are you going to record it? I go, yeah, probably. He goes, I definitely want to watch it. I was like, all right, man. Well, then, I mean, that's like, what other confirmation do you want from the Lord, right? When both your pastors are like, I want to go and I want to watch. Like, I want to see what's happening. So it's been fantastic, man. And we pray for us, man, as we prepare, because I do feel peace from the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be talking about Aliens, the Gods Rebranded. That's our topic. We were asked to speak about the Nephilim, and I think that that's the only proper context to really, you know, meet people in the 21st century where we're at, you know, where they get like where they can make that connection. So
if you go through and you look, and I think that's such a good title for that, a good way to look at that, because, because if you look at that, think about the Ancient Alien show, right?
Yeah.
That's how I see that, is you see this amazing, you know, architecture, all these different things that happened so far back, and you can see plainly, you can see that
supernatural.
It's supernatural. There's mm-hmm. so much supernatural. There's so much amazing things that have happened, and the stories and the myths and legends from other cultures all around
totally
the world.
Dude.
But you see this, and if you, what you watch the Ancient Aliens, if you just, instead of saying aliens, you said, you know, demons and angels.
Yep.
It's they're hitting the nail on the head.
I mean, and there's researchers, I can't remember the researcher who originally came up with this term back in the 70s, but to me, it was just blowing my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, there's a secular researcher who's like coming to these conclusions. He starts talking about extra dimensionals. Like that's a more appropriate term for these alien phenomena, right? Like it's these strange states of interaction and stuff like that. And so, yeah, man, I mean, that just seems like the best way for it to be described. We're trademarking that one, man, by the way. We dig it.
I would encourage anybody listening to this to make sure you're praying for them. This is such a big thing. Michael Heiser would do this exact thing. Heiser would go to alien conventions and things like that because he knew that people were looking for answers.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Right. And we have the answer.
And we have it.
And they're already in the headspace to listen.
Yeah, yep. they're willing to hear it, right?
Right.
And one of the you just brought up Heiser, dude. Man, don't even get me started, bro. Heiser, Shelley's been following Heiser forever, but I have not. And she would tell me about him here and there, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll pick it up eventually. But when I started reading it, I was like, oh, this is my bread and butter, dude. This is my freaking bread and butter. Because Mike studied this stuff from a linguistic perspective, and my education is in linguistics. So to me, I was like, oh, actually, absolutely. And I was just reading one of Derek's books, or I am reading it. And
The Great Inception. Big fan.
And he literally pulls the part out about the Nephilim, and he breaks where Mike breaks down the actual linguistic proper usage of how the Hebrew would have assimilated that word Nephal, right, which would come from a different it's not Sumerian, I can't remember
Assyrian.
Thank you. How they would have transcribed it, or how they would have adopted that word and then molded it to their own language, because, not to get too geeky, but whenever you absorb a new word into your language, you make it assimilate and follow the grammatical rules that your language follows. That's just normal practice for speech and interaction. And so when he laid it out, I was like, oh dude, this is like, there's no turning back. Like I totally was on board, and that's another cool thing, right? Like that's how we really get to people. Like they're like, well, yeah, but how can you prove it? It's written down, bro. Read it for yourself. Like the Bible will tell you exactly what you need to know. I mean, Marzulli says it all the time, right? The Bible is the guidebook for the supernatural. It's going to tell you exactly what you need to know.
And that's one of the things we're trying to do too, is to spotlight the supernatural things that we overlook in the Word. Like everybody knows about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? Oh, the fourth man in the fire. Oh, you know, we sing songs about it, right? But nobody gets Nebuchadnezzar's like, hey, how many did we put in again? Three? Well, there's a fourth one. And this dude looks like a god. How did he know what a god looked like? And why are we glossing over that? That's a big deal. One of the speakers this morning, you know, that's what she, I think.
Yeah, Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie was amazed. Was
like, the people were used to seeing angels and demons.
Yeah, why else did they fall away from Yahweh so many times? They were seeing things. They were having experiences. Yeah.
With other supernatural beings who, you know what? They brought
Tracy.
It.
Tracy was the one you're thinking
okay.
of.
Okay.
Tracy Tennant.
Yeah. It was so, I was like, no kidding, right? This is it. This is my thing. Everybody talks about David and Goliath, and nobody talks about what Goliath was.
Yeah.
He was just a really tall basketball player.
Yeah, he was just, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, yo.
Goliath O'Neal. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's really crazy. And along that same vein, tell me if we need to stop at any point, guys. You can shut us up at any point you need to. But something that we've been, that's a subheading for us. We are four dragons. I told you about that, right?
What's this four dragons?
Do you want me to explain it? Okay, I was going a different way, but I'll explain that real quick. So people are like, we talk a lot, and you guys, I mean, every time I've heard you guys talk, it's such a nice polished product, and I like that, and I'm slowly like moving that way. We are, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, I like the organicness. Like I dig it, you know, I really want to stick in that vein. And if people want to be there, they're going to be there. And if they don't, you know, that's not your podcast. That's okay too. So kind of walking that fine line, but because we talk so much, right? Because it's just Shelly and I, like, we go for as long as we want, you know, and if we don't feel like we've touched all the topics that we need to, that the Spirit has led us to talk on, we'll keep going.
And break it into two podcasts.
That's exactly right. And we just break it up. But a little bit of extra information for me. I studied linguistics, but another thing I studied, I don't have 3 degrees, but they all share the title of 1 degree. So I studied a lot of stuff while I was doing my undergrad studies. And one of those, I majored in linguistics, and the other was East Asian studies and Mandarin Chinese. So I learned Mandarin in school. It was the most brutal experience I've had because I had 2 kids and I didn't sleep and I worked and it was crazy, but it was nonstop. If you've ever taken a language class in college, it's crazy. Chinese was even worse. It was literally every day of the week I had Chinese. It was so brutal. But because of that, praise God, I learned some really cool stuff about China, about Chinese, about its history. And there's an ancient term for when someone talks too much. And it's literally the character for dragon written 4 times in like a little square. I'm sure you guys have seen how Chinese is written. And so I had a professor that would explain that, like, amongst Chinese people, like, if someone's talking too much, especially because they've, you know, they're here in the States now, they will literally say to like one of their buddies, like, if there's like 3 or 4 people talking and one won't shut up, they'll be like, ugh, it's freaking 4 dragons, you know, like, oh, that person's so 4 dragons, like, get them to shut up, you know, because they're over talking. So that's like that's kind of our catchphrase now. Like, yeah, we are 4 dragons. Like, dragon. That's where that whole vibe comes from. So yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
As you guys might have noticed now.
No, I love it.
I know, man.
We need a shirt.
Well, it's totally. If you guys have seen, I don't know if you guys have seen recently, we finally got our I took this from you guys, man. I saw Prometheus and I was like, dude, Prometheus is such a good, I mean, that's such a good mascot representative. I was like, freaking hey.
Yeah,
man.
Like the blurry bros.
We yeah.
Both repping.
They've got their, they've got their squad, right?
And now, but.
And I was like, man, we need someone to represent us. And so finally, we were thinking about what to do. And I just was, you know, messing around with AI art like everybody does nowadays because everybody's an artist now. And out pops Eli, man. Eli, the CTDW guy. So Eli's just our sagely dude. And the plan is to make a shirt with him literally like, walking 4 dragons, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Yup. So that's the plan, man. That's the plan.
Thanks for listening to the Dig Bible Podcast. All you dirty fingernail theologians, we appreciate you. Be sure to check out our YouTube, our Instagram, our Facebook, and our Twitter accounts. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And wherever you listen to us, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, be sure to give us a rating. That really helps us jump up so other people can find us. Keep digging.